The weather is now cooperating with firefighters battling the East End Road wildfire outside of Homer. Cooler temperatures and rain showers this afternoon are helping efforts that were making progress getting the blaze under control. However, as KBBI's Casey Kelly reports, the fire has already had a significant impact on the lives of some.
The sudden shift in the weather from warm, dry, and breezy to cool, wet, and calm makes Department of Forestry spokesman Matt Weaver very happy.
The increasing cloud cover, the rising humidities, that's all works to our favor.
This afternoon, fire officials lifted an open burning suspension for areas north of the Anchor River. That doesn't affect the fire area, but it's a good sign. Weaver says firefighters will take a more active role in putting out the wildfire rather than the defensive mode they'd been in since Wednesday afternoon when shifting winds caught firefighters by surprise and more than doubled the fire's size. However, he says this is an ongoing situation.
You guys are going to be seeing yellow shirts around Homer here for days, maybe weeks. You know, it just depends. But this is a long-term project. And even after, as the mop-up phase starts, hopefully, sometime in the future, there's still going to be issues like hazard trees, you know, and those kinds of things that that we're going to be working on.
But firefighters' efforts came too late for John Collet and his girlfriend Connie, who were living in a house at about mile 19 of East End Road, 2 miles from where the fire started. Collet says there were two buildings on the property where they were staying, the house where they lived, and another that they were using for storage. Both are total losses, along with the couple's personal belongings.
The house was burnt, the cars were burnt. I had managed to pull the snow machines and the ATVs up to the parking lot up above on the road so they didn't get burnt. But all the tools and all the personal belongings and everything just don't exist anymore.
Collet says he plans to return to the property over the next couple of days to search for a cat that's missing and to check through the rubble for things that he can salvage. He says he and Connie have had several offers of places to stay and have friends and family in town that they can turn to. But in the long run, they'll be looking for a permanent place to call their own.
Pretty disappointed at this point in time at not being able to do something a little more substantial, but we'll work through it.
A Homer Electric Association employee is putting them up at a hotel for a couple of nights. Electricity from a down power line has been blamed for starting the fire. Collet doesn't know if HEA will pay for any of the damages to their property, but he thinks they should.
Responsibility for the fire is to who it's assigned, and that appears to me to be HEA, and then consequently the responsibility for our losses are also theirs. And you know, all I'm looking for, I need to get back to work, need to make money and recover, and I'm hoping they step up to the plate.
HEA spokesman Joe Gallagher wouldn't comment on the situation because the cause of the fire is still under investigation. HEA did restore power to homes in the fire area and to the east overnight last night. About 290 houses had been without power since Tuesday night when the fire started. At least one other house in the fire area is known to have burned. In Homer, I'm Casey Kelly.